mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the 12-plus years I've been on radio, and even looking back at mass shootings before that, there has never been a mass shooting of the suicide shooter type, where they always kill a bunch of people and then expose themselves, dispose of themselves by blowing their own heads off. Sometimes you have mass shootings where it's gangland and five gang members get shot and killed, but every case of not just shootings of a woman in Fort Worth cutting her baby's arms off, or a woman drowning her five children, or a teenager coming in and killing his grandparents and then going out and shooting a bunch of his neighbors and schoolmates. There has never been a case, and we look at every one of them, not the Virginia Tech Blacksburg situation, not Kip Kinkle, not Harrison, Kleinbold, and Columbine. Every time I see a police report, there was one a few years ago in Texas, a naked woman at a $1 million house dancing around naked, stabbing herself with butcher knives, throwing them at police when they showed up. I said, well, it'll come out she's on antidepressants. And, of course, it came out a day later she indeed was. I mean, it is continual. It always is the same. And yesterday, within hours of the horrible mall shooting in Omaha, Nebraska, it was on the news that he had been treated psychiatrically, been on Ritalin and serotonin reuptake inhibitors, so both the amphetamines and the hallucinogens. It's in the hallucinogenic psychotropic class. That's what class psychotropics are in. Just look, read the insert. And sure enough, they were reporting that his friends, families, neighbors said, oh, yeah, he'd all been on the drugs. It is appearing that he dropped out of his, quote, counseling lately, and it appears may have gone off the drugs. That's even worse. If you're going to go off, you've got to go off very slowly and ramp it down very, very slowly under a doctor's care. And, of course, people break and kill and hurt themselves when they're on them as well. Hundreds of percentile points go up. They even have to admit that now in the drug inserts. In the fine print, with all of these serotonin reuptake inhibitors and similar classes, because they totally jack with the chemical balance of your brain. They give you a chemical imbalance. You're now in Toucan Sam land, even if you don't know it. So we'll be breaking that down. But it is confirmed that he was on them, may have just gone off of them the last few weeks. And, here comes Johnny. Serious situation unfolded. Always the same M.O. And, of course, there's calls now for restricting the Second Amendment, so we can't defend ourselves. Too bad there wasn't someone with a concealed carry who could have taken this guy out quicker. But you can bet that if there was somebody with a concealed carry who shot him down, or a lot of times these guys see somebody coming with a gun, they'll go ahead and kill themselves instead of killing another 9, 10, 15 people. And if that is the case, you'll hear about it in a month, and it'll be kept very quiet. The police won't want that information out. So we've seen some similar cases where folks with concealed carries have actually neutralized run the wolf off of their quarry. But this guy was just completely out of his gourd, and it is confirmed he was on the drugs. They're saying he was on the drugs, but I'm seeing some evidence that he may have gone off treatment in the last 2 weeks. Again, you go off these things suddenly, uh-oh. I mean, you can have complete psychotic breaks, and the way it's described by these people and in the different studies that have been done by the drug makers themselves, they knew this in the early 80s and suppressed it with the big granity of Mall Prozac, that it's just a hunger to slaughter and kill. Absolute psychotic spasm of hatred, delighting in bloodthirst. And so there's 20% of the public now on these. It was 15%, and they're all ticking time bombs, just waiting to go completely psychopathic. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we brought you Pat Buchanan yesterday. Today we've got Jason Varmus joining us with a real treat. We're going to play about 15 minutes of different clips from Loose Change, The Final Cut, and really get into how this is a completely new film and all the new revelations that it brings forward coming up in the second hour today. Then in the third hour, we are scheduled to have Robert Baer, one of the most highly decorated CIA field officers, field commanders in U.S. history, and he's only on with us for like 20 minutes. Of course, on the Tom Hartman show last year, he was asked about 9/11 having an inside job aspect, and he said, well, the evidence does point at that. Now, we'll see. He got a lot of heat for that. We'll see what he says today on this broadcast, on this transmission. And we're also going to get his take on Iran, what's developing there, what's happening there, with Robert Baer coming up in the third hour today. In the meantime, we're going to get into what's happening with housing, and it's unraveling faster than I even have been predicting it would. This is not a good thing. I mean, I am not normally anxiety stricken. In fact, I normally don't have a lot of anxiety, and I keep talking about it because everybody I know says they feel the same way. If this feeling of foreboding is just getting more intense. And there's so many things, not just on the horizon, but are now on our doorstep, like the unraveling subprime overall crises that ties into derivatives and all the corporate paper that's been sold and leveraged to the infinity. And the situation with Iran seems to be finally having some signs that it could be de-escalating. I prayed for that. Thank God. I hope that's the case. We'll talk to Bear about that today. And the neocons are like cornered rats right now, which makes them so incredibly more dangerous. False flag is definitely in the cards. I don't know if that's what's going to be dealt. I don't think the New World Order even knows what they're going to do right now. I think they're kind of watching and waiting because there's so much resistance to them. But they're going to make some move. You can be assured of that. They haven't gotten where they're at because they don't have the will to take reckless, dangerous actions. But perhaps we should open the phones up in this hour to talk about what you think is going to happen next year. Are you having feelings of foreboding or in your own intellectual analysis of the geopolitical climate? Do you think things have a good outlook, a bad outlook? Maybe you're feeling upbeat. Everybody I talk to says they do feel a very strong foreboding. And I felt one similar to this, though it was much much lighter, in the lead-up to September 11th. Not just the 3,000 deaths, but the geopolitical shift into tyranny that we saw, and now the counterbalance swing by the pendulum against that. But how effective will that counter swing be? That is the 64 million dollar question. So let me just go through some of the news I have here in front of me today. Omaha gunman made call about suicide note. You read into this article, you read into the KETV article, and it reports that he was under psychiatric care, that he was seeing a psychiatrist, psychologist as well, several reports here. We get little different pieces of a friend of Hawkins, Sean, told KETV Newswatch 7, said Hawkins had been on antidepressants. He was staying with friends in Quail Creek, a friend said, and Hawkins had recently begun bouncing from job to job and making some bad judgment calls. He'd lost his job at McDonald's, lost his girlfriend, and somehow came into possession of the wicked SKS. And now it's 9 dead, including the gunman. So we'll go over that. Also, housing prices seen falling 30%, depending on which index you look at. But an overall national index shows about a 15% drop just this year. And there are some areas they've seen over a 30% drop. But they're talking about a 30% drop across the nation by the middle of next year. This is out of Reuters. Home foreclosures have gotten so bad in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities area that folks are supposed to shovel out their own driveway and try to shovel out an opening to the street. So many homes have been foreclosed there that it says that it's blocking up streets and really causing a big problem. That's Eyewitness ABC 5. Another report here from Lou Rockwell, Economic Outlook in 08, Darkening Clouds, The Dollar's Perfect Storm by MSN. Another report here, Texas to track emergency evacuees using RFID. House vote on illegal images sweeps in Wi-Fi websites. And they're saying anybody that offers Wi-Fi in a hotel, a coffee shop, in a gym, in a restaurant, that shows, quote, illegal images. And you think, oh, my gosh, that means child porn. No, it doesn't. It says cartoons, drawings, anything that's obscene, cuss words, that it's criminal, $300,000 fine. And it said they snuck this through the House yesterday. They want to regulate the web, folks. They want to shut it down. They want to come after people. And when you let them engage in any regulation of it, it's over. They get their camel's nose under the tent flap. We're going to be outside the tent. They're going to be sitting inside the tent. all the UN and our government runs giant child kidnapping rings and the world sex trade and controls it and the banks launder the money off of it, and that's all been all over the news. Meanwhile, they're going to stop you from seeing someone, you know, saying the poopy word. Oh, boy, please save us. So it says anybody who transmits public, unfiltered Internet access, including libraries now. Again, it's up to parents to control their children. You are not going to stop them from getting around this. And then once they make every wireless provider, broadband provider, do this, they'll then buy all these different filtering packages, every filtering package we've seen out there that universities and libraries already use, filters out, guess who? Alejandro Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Whenever we start a new website, like, or we start promoting it like Jones Reported TruthNews.us, for about 6 months a year, we're not in the databases, and then we are, and then we're blocked out. Most corporations, most libraries, most colleges, military computers, because they have four different categories. They have hate that's banned, they have hacking that's banned, they have porn that's banned, and they have gambling that's banned. That is the four things that the filter companies and the clauses when employees work at Dell Computer or elsewhere, a lot of folks have been fired for visiting InfoWars, it doesn't filter. If you go there, you're fired. And they say, well, that's under the hate category. Your contract says you're allowed to surf at lunch or for research or for sales and sales departments, but you visited the hate site, InfoWars.com. You are fired. I know Dell employees in Texas. I know personally been fired. And then I've gotten emails and calls and copies of the letter how they were fired from Dell in Tennessee. That's just Dell. There's literally hundreds of other examples just of us being filtered. But that's just some of the news there. Right now, let me go ahead and get into this situation with the gunman. Robert A. Hawkins went into the Omaha, Nebraska Mall, as I'm sure you've already heard 15 million times yesterday, and shot and killed now 9 people. It was 8, but another person, unfortunately, has died from wounds, I guess from the 7.6239 round that was fired into them. That's the thing about handguns, folks. People get shot with handguns half the time live. Things don't go too well when you're blasted with a 30 caliber rifle round at close range. And all the more reason that we be armed to be able to defend ourselves when one of these people comes into your midst. Though still, you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being shot by a mass shooter. Better chance of being struck by lightning twice than dying from terrorism. That's actual official numbers in the World Almanac. Hundreds of times better chance of drowning or dying in a car wreck or having a heart attack or dying of cancer. It's way down the list of things that kill you. More people died, and this has been the same the last 5 years running, in high school football accidents. That's right, then die in school shootings. You know that? There are upwards some years I've seen as high as 25 people die because I've given speeches on that and pulled those numbers up, but you can pull it up yourself. But I remember 1 year, it was 5, 6 years ago, it was 25 people died in high school football, breaking their necks, getting concussions, having subdermal hematomas. But still, it is a scary prospect of these people stomping around. And I hate to go over all these examples, but you remember them. Every time a woman drowns their children in a bathtub or puts them in a car and drives them off a cliff into a quarry or into a river, been a couple cases of that in the last year, the woman just flips out, sick of the kids whining and whatever, or she's got some new boyfriend that she wants to leave the kids for, but no one will take the kids. She doesn't know she can give them to grandma, so she just drives them off a cliff. That seems to be one of their favorite things to do. Every time they walk into school and blast a bunch of people. The last case, a couple years ago in Minnesota, remember that kid shooting a bunch of people on the Indian Reservation Public School? He was a Prozac up. He was on one of those serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Same thing with this guy. And we'll explain exactly why that happens when we get back. Because I've interviewed scores of top medical doctors on this subject. Stay with us.
Gold. world. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
We're back live. Let's go ahead and get into this gunman. You know, it'd be one thing if it was half of the shooters that go into schools or malls or churches and shoot everybody. Remember Larry Ashbrook up in Fort Worth went into the Baptist church at a youth meeting, and I think he killed like 15 people and then shot himself, or maybe it was more. That was a lot of people he killed. Turned out he'd actually been in a CIA mind control program in the Navy, and turned out he'd been completely normal until he started saying that he'd been told to kill everybody, and the neighbors did see him being drug out of his house and put in a black van. And he did call the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and say, I've been told to kill everybody, please stop me. And he called the police, and they didn't come and get him. But maybe he was just crazy. And maybe neighbors imagine that black van and him being drug around. Because you don't need to have the CIA do this when you're on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But it'd be one thing if it was even 90% or 95%. But every case of mass shooting, every time, I mean, I keep waiting for it not to be. I keep waiting for the new mass shooting to not be. I mean, go look at it for yourself. We ought to do an article about that. Not just about this latest guy being on Prozac. I know Steve's doing one. Or they won't say what type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's a whole family. But it's like just like there's 15 brands of Coca-Cola flavored soft drinks, RC Cola, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. There's a whole bunch of brands. It's the same thing. It tastes the same. It does the same thing. There's different combinations and strengths. So we don't know which type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor, but they admit he was on them. And Ritalin, by the way. Harris was on both. Kleibold was only on antidepressants. The mixture is particularly volatile. The psychologists and psychiatrists don't even debate whether there's drug mixing problems. They just do it. You know, give somebody a high-powered amphetamine, that's what it is, and then go ahead and mix it up with an hallucinogen. And the psychotropics are in the hallucinogenic family. Go look it up in the encyclopedia. Go look it up in the different medical dictionaries that are online, mainstream. They are in the hallucinogenic family. But they only put you into kind of a dazed, subconscious sleepwalking state. In fact, they put large areas of your brain, but not the entire brain, when you're hopped up on these things, into a kind of REM sleep, sleepwalking state. People can drive cars while they're sleepwalking. They can do all sorts of things. They can walk down the street and get hit by a bus. Well, it puts you into a brainwave state very similar to that. And then sometimes you have a bad trip. Sometimes you just have absolutely horrible feelings of intense suicide, or just as often, and this is now in the inserts, they've had to add this the last few years, we knew this back in the 80s, their own internal trials of Prozac, which they suppressed, this is all mainstream news, showed massive increases in suicide and violent acting out, and it in some cases it causes hardcore, violent, psychotic breaks, just where they aren't just psychopathic and don't have any empathy for killing people and no conscience, they lust after it. They want to kill. They have intense, I mean, it just turns them into absolute killers. And that's how you get a woman to take her baby and take a butcher knife and chop its arms off. That's how you get a mother to drown her five children in an assembly line. She was on, well, that lady was on four different ones. And as they get more and more whacked out, it's a perfect product. They tell you, oh, the answer is more. Now, remember, WOII Television did an investigation last year, or now it's 2 years ago, and found that, we already knew this, but they found it, so we can say they reported it, that in Texas, more than two-thirds of foster children are on an average, but two-thirds are on the drugs, but an average is on seven. And they found some were on as many as 18 drugs. And after they get you on 5, 10, depends on the person, then you start having seizures. Then the seizure money comes in, and then you get to get even bigger money to social services on hospitalization. Oh, they actually hospitalize you with the drugs, and then you, a lot of them die. But there's just massive money in that. They also get insurance policies on the children they murder. Oh, big cash there. And the big private facilities really cash in. So we'll continue to discuss this when we get back and exactly why you have psychotic breaks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Way up, way up north, to Alaska, to go north to rest your song. North to Alaska, to go north to rest your song. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valley's far.
All right, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. But just finishing up, I'm not kidding. I had already found those numbers and seen that in the press, that the national average is a little bit above two-thirds of foster children on these drugs. And that's an example of what the government would do when they've got somebody in their clutches. Oh, two-thirds of the children are mentally ill, and so we're run by the drug companies, and that is the foster system, the CPS, the whole apparatus. And so, because we're run by that, they've written the federal and state laws where we get even more money per child if they're a special needs child. So, of course, more than two-thirds are special needs and need to be on psychiatric drugs. And then, you see, when you take the 4-year-old or the 2-year-old from mommy and daddy, they cry. And that's mental illness. And so the on-site psychologist or psychiatrist drops by and first gives them sedatives. Baby gets things like Valium. And if they keep throwing fits, they'll get antipsychotics, even stronger than Prozac, things that actually cause brain damage. You can go look that up for yourself. And so then they give them brain damage type drugs that are so hardcore they cause brain damage. And then they diagnose them once they settle down, they're little zombies, and watch TV as much as they want. It can be 15 hours a day. It's just unlimited. All the insane, SpongeBob and the rest of it that, that adults can hardly get, much less a kid. And then they put you on one serotonin reuptake inhibitor. But then you're hyper watching TV and drinking soft drinks all day. So then they put you on a Ritalin. Then you start having heart palpitations. They put you on a medication for that. Start having seizures. Put you on something for that. Start having more anxiety. Now you're 4 years old. You've been in their clutches 2 years. You're starting to die. You look like a little zombie with big black circles around your eyes. Now you're on 5 psychotropics, 2 amphetamines. Then you have the seizure, even stronger medication. Oh, now you're in a padded cell. Oh, you're 15, you're dead. And they go and they put you in a little grave, and it's just so good. The government's so good. They do so much good. And as horrible as what I just told you sounds, that's it. It's like shake and bake. It's like getting pancake mix out and making some pancakes. All you add is milk. It's a formulae. They just take the child, take them, and the average child's on 7 drugs. More than 2/3 are on it in foster care. And I know I'm digressing off into this. And then the state legislature last year was asking the head of the state board that oversees all this. They asked the psychiatrist, he's in game. They said, well, why are more than 2/3 of them on the drugs, and why are they on so many? And he said, they have bad gene pools. They have bad genetics. Mm-hmm. No genetic test was done. There's no proof of that. It's eugenics. They have bad genes. Yeah. And we're gonna put them on these drugs, and this is what's going to happen. And then they get institutionalized for life if they do live. Most of them live by the time they're 18. We're about to get out. Then they just put them in the state hospitals, and they're just completely their brains are completely gone. I mean, they're completely fried, and then they tend to shut down the bigger state hospitals, and then they just dump them out on the street. And so you see them all over the street corners begging for money. And they look like zombies. They are zombies. You see them talking to themselves, and they have the minds of 3-year-olds. And I've gone and talked to them, and I'll say, let me guess, tell me your story.
Well, I was 3, and it came because I was bad and took me, and when I was big man, 18, they put me out. I've been on the street for 12 years.
I ought to make a film about that. Really?
And then I got into drugs on the street.
Because they were already totally addicted to them. And then they can't steal anymore because they're so burnt out, and they just zombie around. But some people don't get to zombie level. Some people have the hardcore, violent, psychotic break. They lock and load, and they go in and start blasting people, or they chop their baby's arms off, or stick them in the microwave. I forgot there's a bunch of cases of that. They're always on it. Because people don't do things like that unless they're hopped up on multiple psychotropics. People don't stick babies in microwaves. People don't drive their 3 kids in booster seats into the cold river, into the Detroit River. People don't do things like that. They don't walk into malls and walk up to women shopping and splatter their heads unless they're already disturbed and then put on hardcore drugs, and then the media advertises that's what they're supposed to do, and advertises all day. There's this big epidemic of it. All right, I've already digressed off the map here. So 2 years ago, 4 years ago in Europe, 2 years ago in the U.S., they forced serotonin reuptake inhibitor families, the family of these drugs, and they got stuff even worse now. I mean, this just messed with serotonin, which jacks with the whole brain chemistry and levels. Hormone levels, endocrine levels, everything. Now they are coming out with whole new classes that are even worse. And they're highly hardcore addictive. And you look at their molecules. you look at the structure of the drugs, and some of them are multiple molecule chains, big combos. Some of them have two, three, four different hardcore psychoactive drugs in them. And I know all this. We've interviewed the scientists, read the reports. And you can go read it for yourself. It's mainstream knowledge. And now if you have a car wreck, now people that have surgeries, the hospitals will come in and say, how are you feeling, you know, 3 days after you've had half your colon removed, or after you've had your esophagus radiated? Well, I'm really depressed, doc. Well, we got something for you. We're gonna have the hospital counselor see you. And then she comes in, or he comes in. I want to try these out. Take these for a couple months, and I'm going to come back in. After you're out of the hospital, I want you to come in. Of course, this is business for them. They're going to get money for this. I want you to come in and talk to me. And you come in, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling better. Well, of course you are. You know, you've been out of the hospital a month after you had your colon chopped out. Or your that car wreck and had your jaw broken. You're not drinking out of a straw anymore. And now you're on happy drugs. Man, you're taking stuff. It's all based on fluoride molecules. Well, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are. And then they jack with that. I mean, this stuff is rat poison. Oh, and it feels real good. Why do you think alcohol feels real good? That's just a base poison. You're drinking a poison. It's going around inside your body. It's going into your brain. And that's child's play. Child's play. Nicotine's a poison. That's an old mob trick. They'd wear plastic gloves under leather gloves. You wouldn't notice they were wearing gloves. And they'd, in the wintertime, the point is I'm getting off on the side issues how they'd kill people. The point is they wear a plastic glove, come up and dump it on you, or shake your hand, or put it on the inside of your shirt. And, man, that nicotine goes through, and, baby, you're going to have a big heart attack real fast when all those vessels clamp down. You're going to die. A couple drops of that stuff. But I'm already digressing here. They have put, I don't know, it was 15%. Now they say it's approaching 20. But I still see the old number, too. But let's just say 15% of the country's now on these. We got the New Freedom Initiative documents 2 years ago when one of the board members of the New Freedom Initiative went public out of Ohio that the president's plan was written up by the drug companies, as if we didn't already know that, and that they said, well, we've already got 15% of the youth on them. Our goal is by 2010, that's just a few years from now, how time flies, that was in 2005, so I guess that was in 5 years, wasn't 2 years ago, so that was 3 years ago now. They said, we want to have 50% at least of American school children on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And now it's pushing 20% of adults and children. And I know you're out there driving around on your Prozac and you don't want to hear this from me. Hey, it might be okay for some people. There's some people who can drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day and smoke three packs of cigarettes and die when they're 97 mountain men. But if they had genes, they probably would have lived to be 110. Most of us don't have Titan genes or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what I'm going to say to you. But surely don't go off those things quickly. I mean, I see cases every week in the news where somebody gets put in jail for a week. They don't give them their Prozac or their Luvox, again, the whole class of the drug, and that's the person that hangs themselves. You know, within a day, they are just completely in hell. So we know what these drugs are doing. We know what's happening. And what is the system doing? Oh, it's not enough to have 20% on. We want half of the people on them. And it doesn't matter that every case of a woman dancing around on top of a roof with butcher knives, naked, every case of somebody putting the baby in the microwave, every case of people blowing their kids' heads off, every case, and I know you're out there listening, you've noticed in every case they say they're on these drugs. Every case. Never seen it where it isn't. Never. Never. Not once. Ever. Absolute proof. And you go look at what the drug does. You go look at what it does to your brain. Of course this happens. Oh, yeah, you're going to be real happy 360 days out of the year, but 5 days out of the year, with some people, it might be 100 days out of the year. Some people, it may be no days out of the year, but it doesn't matter. It's Russian roulette. You're going to be a psychopathic killer, just literally crazed, thinking about how you want to murder people. Oh, it's just like LSD. Oh, it's real fun. You know, you take it 50 times, but that 51st trip, or it might be the first trip, it might be the 10th trip, it might be the 100th, you have an absolute psychotic break and go jump out a window or go kill your family. These are dangerous, dangerous drugs. And so I don't want to hear the SWAT teams and the cops in your war on drugs. Give me a break. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors molecules are more dangerous, more toxic, and I've had medical scientists and doctors on to cover this. It's not my opinion. Than LSD, than peyote, than even PCP. But they give it in lower dosages. But then you get a resistance and it builds up. And then people abuse them. I don't use your dope. I don't use your cocaine. I don't use your heroin. I don't use any of your crud. And I'm trying to get off the coffee and the cigars and things. I don't want to fund your system and your taxes. The point is that's why it's such a joke that cops are getting killed, raiding drug-infested houses. Because, yeah, you make it illegal. Bad people, criminals, aren't involved in it because you made it illegal because there's money there. I'm not saying they didn't scum that's out there, you know, drug dealing. You're getting killed. They're getting killed. But you're also making that money, those kickbacks, those payoffs. A lot of your detectives are on the dole. Everybody knows that. They've been caught millions of times. Several different things where two-thirds plus of the New York Police Department detectives division has been fired over taking money. Same thing all over the country, from Boston to Dallas to Houston to you name it. Money goes into the till. Cops find $1 million. 10,000 gets reported. It would be hard for me morally to say no, but I would, because I know once you take the step of saying yes, it's over. So please don't become offended that I'm saying that about half your detectives are on the take. And then it's peer pressure. The ones that aren't are seen as nerds and twits and idiots and are hated and aren't given the proper backup they need, as if they're bad because they're not corrupt. Now, most of your beat cops are not corrupt. Very small percentage of them are. That's a whole different animal right there. You know, I said I'd go to your calls. The point is, they are pushing hardcore drugs on adults, on children, on everybody. When they get you in their government clutches, they put you on average on 7 drugs, more than 2/3 of the children. And adults in institutions, the number's the same. But then they will SWAT team your house at 3 a.m. and risk everyone's life looking for marijuana. I mean, the vice squads make me sick. A few months ago, we had some idiot informant pull up with a cop next to him, a female cop next to him in the car, and come up and knock on our business door here and ask, I want to come in and gamble. I hear there's a gambling. And I said, go Google it. They're probably doing a sting this week in Austin looking for slot machines. And we Googled it, and it wasn't there. The next day it was. They'd done raids all over town. I mean, I don't want cops at my door, you fools. There's nothing illegal going on in here. We don't have any stupid slot machines. And I've got this office. I've got another little office that's got our servers in it and an administrative thing, and there were two cops over there yesterday when one of my employees pulled up looking in the windows. I mean, this country is disgusting. You want to find somebody illegal? How about all these illegal aliens running around? I saw a van last weekend that was full of children, none of them in seatbelts. There had to be 10 people in that van. They got a little irritated when I pulled up next to them with the red light, was staring out, and I was about to tell them, put your kids in seatbelts, but I'd be Al-Qaeda if I did. It was illegal aliens. Why don't you go pull them over with the 10 kids in the van without seatbelts? No, that might actually help somebody. You've been told, I've had Austin cops tell me, they've been told to leave the illegal aliens alone. No, you're going to come to my business and ask about slot machines, and then we're going to catch you looking in my other business. Leave me alone! I'm not like you. I'm not involved in crime. We pay all the stinking income taxes, even though it's a shakedown and goes to foreign banks. Because we don't want, we are above reproach. And I've already gotten, and it's not just me. It's not that I'm Alex Jones. They're at my business, and they were doing it all over the neighborhood here. They're doing it to everybody. It's just cops everywhere spying, citizens spying. Meanwhile, we got 20% of the population on drugs that can make you go completely psychopathic at the drop of a hat. Our priorities are screwed up. There's dead cops everywhere raiding crack houses over drugs that the CIA ships in and has been caught 100 times red-handed bringing in and laundering all the stinking money. Meanwhile, I got some idiot at my door asking about slot machines and trying to look in. Leave Alex Jones alone!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. country folks can survive.
Not if the national premises system's able to be put in, or the animal ID.
I can plow a field all day long.
Feds all over your property, thousands of dollars fines, one chicken, one goose not registered, federal prison time, total regulation, total control. So you can live like we live here in Austin with just cop spies everywhere, looking in your windows, asking questions, just cold calling up the doors, just like they're doing knock and talk from Dallas to New York to Boston. Hey, let us in to look for illegal guns. We don't have warrants, but you better just let us in. We're just here going door to door. It's freedom. Oh, yeah, it's just wonderful. It's all wonderful. Okay, let's go to John in Michigan. John, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Johnny, Bobby, Corey, and others. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm right on board with you. Keep going at it like that. You did send me a couple of DVDs on the Michael Moore.
Your phone's real bad.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get closer, okay?
Yeah.
I'm on a cell phone. I talked to you about Michael Moore.
Yes.
Last week, and I got DVD, the Endgame, Terror Storm, your... CAFR, the CAFR, the thing on
So I mailed you some DVDs to give to Michael Moore. Yes.
Yes, and I got them to him yesterday. So.
Oh, thank you.
That's taken care of. Now, I also my sister has a DVD on vaccines. She's been researching it for 35 years. May I give her website?
Sure, go ahead.
It's childhoodshots.com. That's childhoodshots.com, and it's a very good DVD that I'll send to you. It's indexed so that it's easy to follow. And one other thing, I brought up Ted Nugent, and the reason I did that, Alex, he is on the board of the NRA, and the only reason I would want you on there is to confront him about his position there and why he isn't exposing things, because he's this big gun-toting promoter of guns, but yet he's on a board of a group that's trying to get rid of our guns.
That's right. I appreciate your call. And for those that just joined us, let me just add, the NRA has actually sponsored all the big gun control bills, and gun owners don't know that. It's actually a gun control group. I know you don't believe me. I and others convinced Gun Owners of America, the second largest organization in the country, gun organization, to go public on that and to expose that. And that has now happened. And so they put out reports documenting the federal cases, documenting how they supported the 68 Gun Control Act, actually authored it and pushed it, the Brady Bill in the mid-90s, the NICS program in 2000. They've been behind it all. They're now supporting the bill that would ban, and it's passed the House, it's in the Senate, that would ban anyone with post-traumatic stress disorder or ADHD from the military, police, and tens of millions have this. It's made up, of course, or that is, they exaggerate it, and saying you won't be able to own guns. And it's a big deal. They're supporting that. And you try to explain it to people, they're just not aware of it. That's why you need to go to gunowners.org and read their letter about that, gunowners.org. Or join Gun Owners of America now, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved with Gun Owners of America. Don't wait. The Second Amendment's under greater attack now than ever. Okay, I'll try to get to Johnny, Bobby, Corey, and others. And Jason Burmes is coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.